My primary focus for the purpose of this discussion is what happens to the land, the earth, as a result of man's sins, because I'm focusing on earth and ecology and how well churchgoers, saints, do or don't do in caring for God's earth. So that's my focus, but let me read a little bit more from this passage so that you really understand, we really get the picture that God is ready to bless. He's also ready to punish. Verse 20, still in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 20, your strength will be spent in vain because your soil will not yield its crops, nor will the trees of the land yield their fruit. That is not the way it was originally intended. Not the way it was intended. And it is not a natural consequence of man's sinfulness. It is a direct result of God's pronouncement of the curse that comes as a result of our sin, that he sins as a result of our sins. I would do this. If after all this you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over. One of the ways he would punish them, making the sky above like iron, just can't get any rain. The ground beneath like bronze, can't grow stuff, can't grow crops. Verse 21, if you remain hostile toward me and refuse to listen to me, I will multiply your afflictions seven times over. Multiply them as your sins deserve. I will send wild animals against you, and they will rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, and make you so few in number that your roads will be deserted. Yes, God is letting us know that there is a connection between our sin and the corruption of his earth. Leviticus chapter 18. And this is what God is saying. So let's take this serious. Listen to this. I'm going to be reading again about activities that we need to refrain from because they're sinful. Not only do they displease God, but related to displeasing God, they mess us up. They corrupt us. They take us away from what we were originally created to be: righteous, holy, pure, clean. Listen to verse 24. Again, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24. Do not defile yourselves in any of these ways. What ways? Well, let me give you some of the ways he wants us to avoid defiling, polluting, corrupting ourselves. He's giving a long list of laws regarding sexual relations. Let me read some of them to you. Do not take your wife's sister as a rival wife and have sexual relations with her while your wife is living. That's verse 18. Verse 19. Do not approach a woman to have sexual relations during the uncleanness of her monthly period. Do not have sexual relations with your neighbor's wife and defile yourself with her. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. I know that there are a lot of people who say that there's no problem with people being bisexuals. There are no problems with people being homosexuals. And there are a lot of people who say that God doesn't even say in the scripture that it's wrong to be a bisexual or a homosexual. All right, listen to this verse. We're still in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. He's saying a man should not be having sexual intercourse with another man. God designed sexual intercourse to be engaged in only by members of the opposite sex. And he says, for a man to lie with a man as one lies with a woman is detestable. Verse 23, do not have sexual relations with an animal and defile yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to an animal to have sexual relations with it. That is a perversion. Now verse 24, back to verse 24. Do not defile yourselves in any of these ways, because this is how the nations that I am going to drive out before you became defiled. In roughly 23 verses, he let them know what kinds of sexual relations they were not to engage in, and then said, these are the very sexual relations that the people were in this land before you got here were engaging in, and that's why I'm driving them from the land. And notice now, for most of them, God's plan for driving those people from the land was not by relocating them, but by killing them. He had given them literally hundreds of years to get their act together, to come in line with what God requires of humankind. And they refused to do that, having sex with animals. Homosexuality, male homosexuals, female homosexuals. People having sex with their daughters-in-law. People having sex with their aunts, people having sex with their uncles. And he says, don't defile yourselves in any of these ways, because this is how the nations that I am going to drive out before you became defiled. Now listen to verse 25. Even the land was defiled. Even the land was defiled through the sins of the people, and specifically these sexual sins. Not only now sexual sins, because remember, Cain murdered his brother, and murder is a way that we defile our lands too. But in this chapter, in this passage, sexual perversions caused the land to be defiled. So I punished it for its sin, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. Verse 27, for all these things were done by the people who lived in the land before you, and the land became defiled. And again, that word defiled can mean corrupted, polluted. And the land became defiled. And if you defile the land, it will vomit you out as it vomited out the nations that were before you.